The documentary Abrazos, or Hugs, narrates the story of a journey of a group of US-born children who travel from Minnesota to Guatemala, all with the view of visiting their parents' homeland and often meeting their grandparents for the very first time. These families have been separated for almost 20 years, and the film is going to be screened this evening in Boulder at the Chautauqua Community House. And I'm delighted to have the film's director and the producer in the studio. Bea Gajardo is the producer and Luis Argueta is the director. Welcome to you both. Thank you very much for coming into KGNU.
Thank you, May, for the opportunity and the invitation.
Well, Luis, this is part of a trilogy. It's the second film.
It is. The first one, it's called Abused, the Postville Raid, and it tells the story of the largest immigration raid in the history of the U.S., which took place in Iowa in 2008. I was on tour, on the outreach tour of that film, when I came to Minnesota. I go to universities, community centers, and show the films, and we engage into a dialogue about this very important topic, which is immigration. And there I met a woman who later told me that she had this idea of taking some children who are U.S. citizens but had never met their grandparents to Guatemala. And I thought that was a great idea, and I said, I want and I help you, and I want to make a film about it. And that's how Abrazos came to be.
And this is in many ways the untold story of the immigration debate, that families are separated, not just by miles, but by policy that really stops family members going back to their home country. And then you have generations who have never even met each other.
Yes, I mean, if we can just for a second imagine never having met our grandparents, I think that really tells you what the effect of this lack of identity does. And these are not immigrant children. These are U.S. citizen children. These 14 kids are a microcosm of the 4.5 million children, families of mixed status, that are in the same boat. These are the ones that would have benefited from the DAPA, presidential
the deferred action
for parents of early arrivals. And so my hope is that by showing this, we can have a more civil dialogue about immigration.
Well, it would seem, Bea Gajardo, the producer of Abrazos, a civil dialogue is badly needed given the very often toxic nature of political discourse around immigration. This is part of a whole tour. I mean, it's being screened in Boulder tonight. But how do you get beyond preaching to the choir, people who know about the broken immigration system, know what it's doing to families? How do you reach out with films like this to bring that dialogue into communities and into places where people, you know, people who don't necessarily have the same ideas that you do about immigration, how do you break that pattern of, you know, kind of preaching to the choir and really engaging people in this kind of conversation? Luis.
I think it's very important, as you say, not to just preach to the choir. And by focusing on the U.S. citizen children population in mixed status families, that is where at least one of the parents is unauthorized, we are focusing the discussion to the effects on our society. These are children who go to school with our own children. These are children who live in fear, whose mental health is affected on a daily basis. I grew up in Guatemala, and we had a period of time when you didn't know if your parents would be coming home, because there were many people who were disappeared. We had a 36-year war where 40,000 people disappeared. They were not killed. We don't know where they are. And just to live with that fear, I think it's terrible for a child.
In many ways, that fear is being replicated here by families and children not knowing if their parents might get deported. So
exactly.
That fear is kind of nearly multi-generational, even here in the U.S.
It is. And you have not just the parents worrying about coming home that night. There's one father who says, you know, when I leave in the morning, I don't know if I will be back at night to be here for dinner with my family. And
the children are aware of that. Some of the children in the film say to their parents, don't drive. You don't have a social security like I do. So that is just a terrible burden to have. And we have found from the many, many screenings around the country that people are not aware of this reality. And many times they say, oh, I didn't know it was like that.
Well, people will have the opportunity to see it this evening and also participate in a talkback session with you, Louise. But just to maybe give listeners an idea, you know, can you share a snapshot of the impact on these children when they got to go to the homeland of their parents and maybe meet a grandparent for the first time?
There is a moment when one of the children reflects on what the trip meant. And when we first met this kid, all he was interested in was playing with his Nintendo, and he was really not engaging. But a few months later, after he was back, he says, my parents wanted us to go there to see how life is. And he says, and it's very hard. And that kind of reflection, that kind of maturity that he obtained from this trip is invaluable. I think that many of them also realize the sacrifice their parents have made. They also realize where they come from, and they have deeper roots. And I think that that's a very important thing to have for our own identity and for the mental health of our country.
But we just have a minute left. But this is the second of a trilogy. The third part's almost wrapped up as well. What is that called, and what's the theme of that particular film?
The third film is called The U-Turn, and is the transformation on the lives of some of the immigrants in Paulsville from the first film, who have, because they lost the fear of speaking out, been able to obtain a special visa for victims of violent crimes called the U-Visa. And the community that supported them through this process, it's what we are featuring in that film, which should be out early next year.
Watch this space. Luis Argueta is the director of that documentary, Abrazos, the second film in a trilogy, and it is being screened this evening at the Chautauqua Community House. It's at 7, doors open at 6:30, and it's part of the One Boulder County series of events that really are engaging the wider community in immigration issues, and we'll put a lot more information at our website. Bea Gajardo is the producer, and it's sponsored by the Latino Task Force of Boulder County. Once again, 7 o'clock this evening, the Chautauqua Community House in Boulder. Luis, thank you very much.
Thank you, Maeve.